goals now that you're bowl eligible?
It's just taking one game at a time. We're not looking at the big picture. Yeah, six wins is important, and it's nice to have, but the same on the same token, there's work that needs to be done yet. We have two games left to play, and we're looking forward to it.
When do you guys really start prepping for Michigan coming up in 2 weeks?
I think we'll start a little bit tomorrow, mostly not till Sunday. Today is more about working on our own fundamentals and kind of a shakeout in a way, and then the younger guys are going to get some reps today.
What do you do with that extra time before you get the game plan as far as preparing?
Yeah, I mean, we're watching tape on our own. We're not getting the game plan from the coaches, but we're definitely preparing as a group, as an O-line. We've watched some tape on them. With that being said, we don't really have to have it down yet because obviously you want to wait until the coaches give it to you, but it still allows us an extra time to get a jump on things.
Do you spend some time watching Michigan this weekend when they're playing?
You know, I don't know what my plans are. Coach has given us Friday and Saturday off, so we will have some downtime. If I'm sitting at home, I probably will turn it on, but I'm not necessarily just leaving that time out to make sure I'm watching that game. I can always watch it downstairs next week.
Last year, you guys were just trying to hang on in November, trying to get any win. This year, you got a win in November. Just how important is November to the overall big picture of things? Because you guys can really still do something out there this season.
Yeah, it is important. And Coach Davis, I believe, has a saying, November is what they remember, or something along the lines like that. And it's a time where people separate themselves. And we have a great opportunity in front of us. We have two solid opponents that we're playing. And right now, though, we're just taking a day at a time and looking to improve as a collective team.
How is the feeling different than it was last November?
It's a little bit more upbeat. Yeah, we kind of put that in the past and kind of paving our own way this year. But it's definitely a bit more upbeat. People's attitudes are a little bit more energetic. Like I said, we're just focused about the 2013 season and not looking back in the rearview mirror.
One thing you guys seem to be improving. That was one thing that kind of stopped last year through injuries and whatnot. But you feel like improvement has been made and can still be made?
Yeah, I definitely think we've made steps. We're not where we want to be, we won't ever be. But at the same token, that's what this week allows is. It allows us an opportunity to improve physically. We get a little rest, but also mentally. We need to get an edge and work on making it an edge. But I think we have improved, and we want to continue to show improvement on tape.
The Michigan game, we talked after the game, how that was kind of a humbling experience for you guys. Does that stick in your mind, or you let that go, and this is a completely different challenge?
It's a completely different challenge. We've already put that one. Coach Doyle in the weight room's got the mindset of a box mentality. After each game, win or loss, you pack it up, put it away, and then once the year's done, you can evaluate what went on. And we, of course, evaluate on Sundays, but we forgot about it. I mean, it was a good game, but at the same token, we're moving forward and just taking a day at a time.